إن الإسلام بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ، فطوبى للغرباء.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رفيع الدرجات ذو العرش يلقي الروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده لينذر يوم التلاق، يوم هم بارزون لا يخفى على الله منهم شيء، لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. اليوم تجزى كل نفس بما كسبت، لا ظلم اليوم، إن الله سريع الحساب. وأنذرهم يوم الآزفة إذ القلوب لدى الحناجر كاظمين، ما للظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع، يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور، والله يقضي بالحق، والذين يدعون من دونه لا يقضون بشيء، إن الله هو السميع البصير.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We just finished filming a beautiful episode.
It's only about what?
15-20 minutes till iftar. Oh, so we're gonna make this quick.
Yeah, well, I'm hungry.
I'm marred right now.
Yeah, but today we talked about the importance of, you know, good company and your companions. We got into, you know, bad influence, good influence. Got into, you know, valuing yourself, prioritizing yourself sometimes over friends.
Yeah, and we talked about what really defines good or bad company. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it has to relate back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what defines moral, what is good and bad, essentially, right? It kind of felt a little bit personal.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, we shared a little 1-2 stories.
And I don't know, for me, I'm coming out of this episode thinking, you know, I'm going to make a couple phone calls.
Yeah, definitely, me too.
During this month of Ramadan, especially.
Going on a forgiveness tour.
Forgiveness tour and just reconnecting tour more than anything.
Yeah, reconnecting. Yeah, and just building your bonds. And The one thing I want to take from all this is just look at how you impact your friends before you look at how they impact you.
That's a banger.
Can I get some snaps? Yes. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoy. Let us know what you guys think, inshallah. And yeah, see you guys on the other side. Welcome back to the Changes Podcast with me, Slave of Most Wise, and
Ibn Bashir.
And we talk about struggles living in the West. And you know what they say?
Glad tidings to the strangers.
Yes. Okay.
Bro, how's your first day of Ramadan going?
Wallahi, honestly, I thought the hunger would hit me more, but I feel so, you know?
I know.
So energetic.
I feel the same, bro. I thought I was going to get hungry.
Yeah.
But alhamdulillah, I feel like, because now the fast is getting a little bit easier. You know the timing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you eat for Sahur?
For Sahur, I had food.
Okay.
Food and hariko.
Yeah, okay. Low-key, you can't go wrong with that.
It's one of those breakfasts that it keeps you full. What about you?
Yeah. Eggs. Okay. Straight. Toast and eggs.
You seem like a Borish guy.
I love Borish. Oh man, I love Borish.
Bro, me, I can't stand Borish.
Really?
I cannot.
You know, it sticks into your stomach like the whole day.
I know it's one of those foods that just keep you full, but
can't do it.
I can't.
Or cream of wheat, you can't do cream of wheat.
No, none of that. Yo, Moose, what did you eat, bro?
Cream of wheat.
I told you, cream of wheat, yeah, I'm telling you. It sticks. That's why it's gonna jumpy. He has enough energy for tomorrow.
I'm dead.
Oh, man.
You guys might have to put me on.
I'm telling you, man.
And what about in terms of, like, you know, what you did outside of just the hunger, you know, because there's more to it than Ramadan.
I started my, you know, my daily Quran already. And okay. I was trying to juggle it with work, but Still trying to get that jizz in first before before Maghrib.
Yeah, bro. Time's running.
I know, man. No, I'm almost done. I'm almost done the first jizz. But the thing is, this is off topic, actually. The thing is, like, you know how you usually have night to help you with one jizz?
Yeah.
I couldn't do two jizz today.
Yeah, I feel you.
You don't have to say, I feel you, bro. This is off topic.
But I actually feel you because I feel the same way. I didn't do anything last night too, you know. I'm already in character.
You did podcast.
And outside of just food, I know you're getting hungry because iftar is coming up. But outside of that, how's your Ramadan been?
Well, alhamdulillah, like it feels like a weight is lifted off. You know, I think that's the you know, the shaitan getting out of there. You know, but like I started my daily Quran. You know. And it feels good to just read a lot a day. I know you can do that outside of Ramadan every day, but it's different during Ramadan, you know?
Absolutely. Because the month of the Quran, right?
Yeah. You know, when it feels like, you know, every ayah is like multiplied, you know, the magnitude of it feels different, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And Allah, same for me. I feel like, obviously with the work, most of my schedule was picked up for the day.
Yeah, I know.
No, I wasn't able to really do too much at nighttime.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you adjust to that schedule, then you're good. It takes a couple of days to like get into that Ramadan schedule.
Yeah. Do you read during your work hours?
Yeah. I read while I'm working. Yeah. And the nice thing is you don't really have to eat lunch, right?
Yeah. So
that lunch break is kind of just used to read the Quran.
Yeah. And then me, like when I work, like you're allowed to like plug in your earphones and like listen to stuff, right? So me, I just have it in my ears all day.
Yeah, yeah. You know, another thing people can have in their ears is the Strangers Podcast.
Facts, I'm telling you.
You know, alhamdulillah, though, it's been going good, you know, just day one. But it felt pretty fast, I'm not going to lie.
The day, yeah, it went by pretty fast. Already we're saying that, huh?
I know, finally.
The day's not done until we experience our first iftar, man. I'm so excited. We're like, an hour away and so.
Yeah, bro, we're pushing the limits right now by trying to record this.
We're really pushing the limits for you guys. I'm telling you, Zig, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta appreciate.
Yeah, but alhamdulillah, you know, first day is going good. But yeah, the topic for today, do you want to bring it up?
So the topic today is the importance of good company. You are who your friends are, right?
Yeah.
And whoever you surround yourself with are the ones that motivate you in whatever you're doing, you know, whether it's, you know, Islam, whether it's your drive for being successful, and ultimately even your character. Your character traits come from, you know, who you surround yourself with, and you start picking up off of, you know, the people that you're always, you know, around, so.
Yeah, that's facts. Either you influence your friends or your friends influence you, right?
Exactly.
You can tell who a person is by who they hang out with. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili," which means a man is upon the religion of his friend.
So sorry.
Why this guy laughing?
Me and Moose were betting on who was going to use the hadith first.
No. I didn't get the memo. Come on, you know.
And Abi has it. He has the Arabic before he beat me. I'm lying.
I don't know the Arabic clue. I thought he was going to say it in English.
Yeah, I'm lying.
I was about to use the whole end of the hadith too, but you know.
My bad, I'll continue. I'm so sorry. I dropped this shoe. Yeah, and also, like, who you choose to surround yourself with is either because you see yourself in them or what you want to see in yourself, they have.
They have something that
you want. Exactly. So it's either one or the other. It's kind of hard to see, you know, people that surround themselves in company that's bad and good in the same circle. If someone's on the wrong path and they're constantly surrounding themselves with someone who's on the right path, one or the other is going to, defer, right?
Yeah. So one side is going to pull, because at the end of the day, you get influenced one way
or the other
through good or bad, right? But yeah, I feel like growing up, a lot of us, we've just been kind of mixed with both.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not just, you're just not always surrounded by good company, and you're not only surrounded by bad company. It's just kind of a mix of both.
And you've touched each side of things.
But Olai, the scary part is just the fact that you might not see yourself slipping when you're hanging out with people, because it just becomes part of you as well, subconsciously.
Yeah, right? It's like the actions that they do and their habits become the norm. So you don't even see what you're doing is wrong, because that's your world now. You know, whatever they're doing, it's part of your daily life, or it's just normal to you, you know? So
It's part of your environment at that point, right? Yeah.
So tell me, are your friends good company or what?
My friends, you know, some of them are good. You know, the one I'm doing a podcast with.
I knew you were going to throw shade.
No, I'm playing. I don't know. I feel like, alhamdulillah, mostly I surround myself with good company. Mm-hmm. I feel like you get to a certain point in your life where you can't really...
You can't let anyone influence you. No. Like, you know right from wrong, pretty much.
You know right from wrong, and you know where to put your energy.
Exactly.
So, like, for me, it's going to be hard to find myself surrounded with, you know, people that might influence me to do something that is haram. Because I know, like, by now, I feel like I know better. But, like you said, I feel like it's either you're going to be the one who's influencing or they're going to be influencing
you. So, it's like, right? Whose will is stronger, like, you know? Whose influence is greater? And I feel like, you know, growing up with you, a lot of people are... you know, scared to do bad things around you, you know, they were like avoiding, you know, doing anything wrong about you because they seen like, you know, you were serious about, you know, what you're doing with the religion and how strong your passion was. They didn't want to like taint it, you know, or even like lose respect.
You know, what's crazy about that is me growing up, I never saw myself as like different than everyone else. You know, I didn't see myself as like special or like I'm doing something different, but I feel like, I don't know, Libra is crazy because to me, I was like, I was trying to understand why sometimes. I was trying to understand. I'm like, it's not like I'm going to snitch on you. I'm probably not even going to call you out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at least I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Because it's like, if, you know, you're someone that when people see you, they're reminded of Allah. That means you're doing the right thing, you know?
Yeah, subhanAllah.
Because it's like... I got into a point where, like, constantly I have friends that remind me of Allah. If I'm doing something bad, they're not scared to let me know, you know? So, when they call me out on things that I do that's, like, you know, wrong, whatever.
Yeah.
Most likely, I'm not going to do it again around them, you know? Yeah, it's like, yo, you called me out on it. So, the second time around, if, you know, if I was, let's say I swear a lot, and someone called me out and said, you know, brother, it's haram, blah, blah, blah. Then, the next time around, you called me out already, you know? So more likely, either I'm not going to swear or I'm going to watch my tongue because you called me out on it, you know? So I surround myself with people that they're not afraid to let me know. That's how you progress with your iman, is when you surround yourself with people that just are only looking to, you know, help you build along with them, right?
And that just shows that they genuinely care about you, right?
Yeah.
Those are the kind of friendships that you hold dear and... you know that this person actually means good for you. If he's going to tell you to stop something that doesn't really affect him or benefit him in any way or harm him in any way, but he's looking out for you.
Yeah,
that's true. What about you in your past? What would you feel like you found yourself surrounded with mostly?
It's like you said, I was literally in the middle. Like, I was on both sides. Like, I could see myself, especially in high school, with like, the wrong influence, but I was also like had a balance of the right influence, right? Because my friends in high school were not my friends outside of school, right? And the ones in high school, there was like a select few of like us Somalis in school, so I would only be with them, right? And then outside of school, I would be with like the Dixie guys, you know, and the guys from like the neighborhood, you know. So like, I would be with good influence outside of school, but inside of school, I wouldn't say bad influence, but I would be with...
That's the hard thing. It's like
guys that aren't really practicing like that, you know? So,
even when it comes to, like, judging good and bad...
You can't really... you can't really judge it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to really call it good or bad.
It's not... I wouldn't say bad. I would say,
it's
like,
not... The thing is, it's not good or bad people.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's just at that moment of time, they might be doing stuff that... goes against Islam.
Or like, they just didn't remind me of Allah. Like, I wasn't getting any better around them.
Because at the end of the day, what decides like what is good, moral and what is good and bad is Allah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So when you go back and you relate it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you say, based on Islam and based on the rules that Allah has given us, that's where you can decide what's good or bad. In that sense, you can say, okay, you know, this is good for me and this is bad for me. But inherently, I don't like calling people like bad people.
I don't think so, because like cars are dealt with might be like, you know, it's like hard, and they use this, whatever they do, to cope with, right? You can't really, you know, judge them based off of what you don't understand, you know?
Yeah.
Not to say it's not like haram, it's haram, but who knows what you would be if you were in their position, you know?
It reminds me of this line, what you know about them shoes that you can't stand. it's one of those things that, subhanAllah, it's like, who are we to really judge the actions of an individual without really knowing what they've been through? Exactly. It doesn't take away from the fact that it's haram or that they could be bad company for you, but it doesn't make them bad people.
Yeah. You and there's people that judge based on what they see on the outside, but you don't know how someone is on the inside. You can see one person, he's wearing a thobe outside in public. He's, you know, carrying a kitab with him, but he doesn't pray at all. Yeah. And then you see another guy, you know, like he's not dressed. Like,
wearing a fitted and wearing
I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
I see what you're trying to say.
I'm wearing a thumb. Oh my God, bad analogy.
I didn't get the dress code for the day. You know, you should have told me, but.
No, but I mean, like, let's say someone, like, he's smoking and, like, he's like, listening to music and stuff like that. But he prays his five salah. You know, he's doing the basic requirements of a Muslim, whereas the other person, he looks like he's doing, you know, the basic requirements, but he just, on the outside, he looks like he's a practicing Muslim. You can't judge the person that's not, you know, that's doing haram. Because at the end of the day, if you're sinning, as long as you're, you know, seeking repentance and you're trying, then eventually, you know, you're going to get closer to Allah. You know, but
and end up leaving whatever you're doing. Yeah, that's facts. And I think where we can figure out whether it's good or bad company is based on what's displayed openly.
Yeah,
because most of the time what we deem as bad company is sins that are done openly. So someone that is, you know, openly, let's say, smoking or going to parties or posting themselves, you know, doing haram things. So that's where you can easily tell, you're like, okay, you know what, this is a bad influence on me. Whereas good company is, you know, like going to the masjid,
in reading private, Quran, you know? Isn't it interesting how you mentioned that? Like, the bad company is the things you do out in public, whereas the good company is the things that they do, like, more like intimate.
You can't really know if someone is good people, except by their character. That's how I would judge. If I were to judge someone based off of who they are, like you said, you can't tell if someone prays. You can't tell if someone is fasting. Those are all actions that, you know, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But the only thing that you can judge a person off of, good or bad, I would say, is akhlaq, is their character.
And that has a big part in, you know, your Islam, is your character, because you can have your salah, you can fast, you can, you know, do all your due diligence as far as the pillars, but if your character is bad, that could be the reason why you don't enter Jannah, you know?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that he was sent to perfect character. Allah, he says about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you are of perfect and great character. Wow. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's our role model.
Yeah.
That's who we look up to. That's who we follow. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she described him as the walking Quran.
Allah.
So you embodying the same characteristics and the same traits as our messenger, peace be upon him, a sign of a good person.
Yeah.
Because that's who the example is, the ultimate example, right? And it's true, bro. In terms of good company, you can tell by the way they move, the way they talk, their speech. You can tell because they're not going to lie. They're not going to use bad words.
How do they respond in, like, let's say, like,
tough situations?
Exactly.
When they're tested. Exactly. Like, when they're put in tough situations or something doesn't go their way, how do they respond, right?
And you have to, like, look at yourself too as well. Like, if you self-reflect and you say, who am I to my, you know, companions? Do you remind them of Allah? Or do you have patience with them? Do you treat them with the respect? And do you remove yourself from, you know, any type of bad that could potentially, you know, be caused to them? That's how you got to look at yourself as well, because it's selfish to use your friends as a way to improve yourself.
And to assume that they're the ones with a bad influence on you, when it could be the other way around.
Exactly, you know, so.
It's funny because when it comes to like parents, they always assume it's that their kid is the innocent one.
I know.
And, you know, a lot of times it's the other way around. You know?
Most of the times, yeah.
It's like kid, I heard this one story of a mom that her son was literally saying, like, she saw cigarettes basically near her front door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's like, oh, it was so-and-so. It was this guy.
You're the one.
And she was blaming it on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
When her own son was saying it was me.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, no, it's not you. It's not you. Stop lying. You know, stop trying to protect them.
It's denial. They don't want to believe the reality. So they form this, you know, it's your friend's fault. Stay away from this person.
Make this imaginary
scenario. Whereas maybe that person could have been the one that was trying to stop you and say, oh, don't, this is not right, you know? So I don't think that's fair for the person, because it's like building a fake image of them, but they don't want to face the reality.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And look, you see, when it comes to bad company or surrounding yourself with people that don't bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you realize that everything just goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They end up falling apart. They end up, you know, getting into fights. Families dislike each other.
Yeah.
You know, like, you might be like, yo, this is my boy. But you know your whole family doesn't rock with him.
And it's just a messy situation.
Yeah, and when he comes, he knows if the family doesn't like him.
Mm.
So everything is just like, it's just awkward and it's not a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, that's in this world, in this dunya, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. That friends on the day of judgment, they'll be enemies to one another, except al-muttaqeen, those who are God conscious, the good people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that friend that you're rocking with and that you're defending, on the day of judgment, you and him are going to be enemies.
Wow, subhanAllah.
Or what did you guys give to each other?
Mm-hmm.
You kept yourselves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His remembrance. Mm-hmm. Another verse that talks about friends, where Allah, He says in Surah Al-Furqan, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. That, you know, the one who wronged himself on the day of judgment, he's going to regret not having taken the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as an example and following the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, woe upon me, I wish I had not taken so and so as a friend.
Oh, subhanAllah.
And that's how much the influence of a friend is going to be, bro.
What's scary is, someone can influence you all the way down to the ground, but when they're ready to build themselves back up and progress, you're just left there.
Yeah.
If you follow someone, you know? And that's
what leaves you in the dirt, bro.
Yeah, and you gotta like be conscious of yourself as well. Don't blindly follow someone, you know, unless you know what they're doing. You can say for sure is progressing you and building your iman and growing you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't follow someone into, you know, the wrong. And I feel like we do that mainly when we're naive and we're young and like teenagers. You don't realize that we're following like someone that has like a strong personality.
Yeah.
And it always comes down to, am I strong enough to remove myself from this?
Mm-hmm.
More times than not, we're not, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of times in groups, that's how it is. It's like a strong personality and a bunch of guys that, you know,
that group leader, you know?
They gravitate towards that one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, the group leader.
Group leader a lot.
Group leader says, this is what we got to do. Boom. Are we on that?
Yeah.
SubhanAllah.
I feel like in groups, though, I was never a group leader, but I was also not a follower. I was just like, I'm stubborn as a person, you know? So like, if, you know, everyone is doing one thing, I'll do another, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like...
It's good to have that, because as Muslims, even though Allah created us some as leaders, not everyone can be a leader.
I think you can be
In every situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not everyone is going to be... Let's say right now you have a group, you can't say... Three of us are going to be leaders.
No.
In a group of five.
One person has to come up with...
Or usually there's one leader.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in other circumstances, there are positions in Islam, everyone has to become a leader at one point in their life. Where? And where that is the leader of their family. Mm-hmm. Once you get married and you are the husband, the father, you become the leader of that household. So if you're constantly moving like a follower, how are you supposed to lead when you're put in that position? Right? Wow.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah. There's a statement that I read and it goes,
you quote another poem, bro.
There's a statement I read, bro. It's a sick statement, okay? It goes, if you walk with sheep, you can't run with lions.
Ooh.
Bro, that might have went over your head. Let me say it one more time. Okay, okay. If you walk with sheep, you can't run with lions. Which means, like, if you surround yourself with
followers,
with followers and with people that just do what they're told, you're not going to be able to rock with the leaders. You're not going to be able to...
They don't speak your language.
They don't speak your language. And in that statement, you say walk with sheep, but run with lions. Because sheep walk, but lions run. Yeah. You're going to progress as a lion, as a leader, as someone who's constantly looking to build and build himself up and to reach, you know, new heights. Whereas a sheep is always, you know, in the same area, always grazing.
And it pains me to see, like people that you grew up with or you used to be friends with, and they're still on, like, the same little bubble that they're going through, that same cycle of, you know, wrongdoings or...
It's unfortunate, yeah.
Bad habits.
One thing I notice a lot of times in those situations is some people within the group, you'll see they're actually building themselves up. But the difference between like good company and bad company is good company is going to work for everyone to build themselves up. They want the unit to rise up together, to better themselves in, you know, their religion and, you know, in society. But you know how you can tell if someone's bad company is when they want to build themselves up and they want to keep you down there.
Yeah.
They don't want you to progress.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you.
Gatekeeping.
You see them building themselves slowly and they're doing it behind the scenes a lot of times.
Damn.
But when they have their free time, it's not even a situation that is that far. If you really think about it, have you ever been in a position where someone's like, yo, let's hang out? And whenever they want to hang out is basically on their terms.
Mm.
So, you know, they're not working at the moment or they're done their schoolwork. But when you have an exam or you're studying or whatever, they're going to pressure you and push you to hang out. Yo, let's go hoop. Let's go watch a movie. Let's go play games. And even a situation like that just goes to show you that they don't really care about you, about your future, about...
And you're prioritizing their needs over, you know, what you need to do right then and there.
That's where you need to become a leader and understand that, like, yo, this ain't good for me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to stand your ground, right? And that's the situation of someone that, you know, doesn't really care for you.
And for me, I think it's sad if you're an adult, you know better, you know, like, you should know when you're being influenced or not, you know, like, I understand if you're a teenager, you're still trying to figure yourself out, you don't know yourself, so you get influenced, and even that's unfortunate, but that is common. Whereas as an adult, if you're letting someone, like, you know, drag you down, you should know by now, you know?
But I feel like it's just the way society is nowadays.
It is, yeah.
Like, think about it. Nobody stands out. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing the same stuff. It's like, hey, I'm going into this program, and everybody's going to do the same program. Oh, there's this job. Everybody's going to hop on this job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no one builds their own identity where they make their own decisions. They're always influenced by another person's decision. Mm-hmm. So if it's like, yo.
As long as you can, like, at least sit back, analyze it, and say, okay, you know what? Regardless of who put me on, if this situation is good for me, I'm going to do it. Oh, this is a good job. Let me see what the job is. Not because everyone's on the job. Let me see if this is good for me, you know? Like, at least analyze it yourself and see if, you know, it'll help you or if your decision is going to help them, you know? Because a lot of the times, if people are trying to put you on, it's either for, you know, their benefit. Because we all know, like, friendships, it does come with strings, you know, attached. Mm. Like, the only thing that's unconditional is, like, your parents or your family, you know?
Yeah.
So if, as a friend, you have to look at it as, what could you do to benefit my life? Everybody looks at it like, like, oh, they're just my friend, you know? But why are they your friend? Do they better you? Do they entertain you? Mm-hmm. Do they have qualities that you admire? Regardless, it's going to be something, you know?
What do they bring into my life?
What do they bring to my life? There's a reason why you chose that person to be your friend. You got to at least step back and look at it from like an outside perspective.
Yeah, yeah. SubhanAllah. That's valid. For me, one thing that I feel bad about sometimes is, I don't know, it could be just my guilty conscience just talking, but I just feel like sometimes I have to be selfish. You know, I have to do what was best for me. Mm-hmm. And in the process, I might have not been there for people that I could have helped out.
Oh, okay.
You know, where I put myself first. In this situation where it's me or them, I have to worry about myself. Mm-hmm. I felt like I could have done more to help certain people in my life. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I feel like that's how life is, you know? You have to take care of your business. And through the process of it, without like stepping on other people or kicking them down, mm-hmm. you got to put yourself first.
Yeah, you know? I definitely think like being selfish isn't necessarily a bad thing, you know? Mm. You have to look out for yourself, because if all you're doing is giving and giving and giving, they're going to keep taking and taking and taking,
yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And it's so funny because I was writing like a poem the other day, and I literally said, be kind, but not to the point in harming you. Because if you give a hand, then they're going to take an arm from you. That's
yo, that's a bar.
Yeah, because like as a person, regardless, if you're always giving, then that's going to be, you know, the standard that you set for yourself. And if you do anything below, then they're going to get disappointed. Yo, what the heck? You know, like the expectation of you giving is always going to be there, you know? Mm-hmm. So you have to know when to like, put the brakes on it. And you know, at least vocalize like, yo, I have to do this for myself, you know? Because a lot of people, they struggle to say no.
That
two letters mm-hmm. hold so much weight, you know? Because when you say no, there's going to be a reaction, you know? Like, there's going to be like resistance, like why? Or maybe someone will be upset. Or
and how are you going to deal with that reaction?
Exactly. But that's when your selfishness comes in, because they have to understand that you're putting yourself first. You love yourself more than you love anyone else, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But how do you show that is what matters and shows your priorities, you know, and how you value yourself. And people have to respect it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the people I love the most and I respect the most are, you know, the friends that you have, and it's like you don't see them for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then when you see them, it's just love, and you just catch up, and it's like there's no hard feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, oh, you didn't check up on me. Because you know, I know you're handling your business.
You're on your own path. Know,
I'm doing my thing too, you know? Mm-hmm.
And then when we see each other, it's just like, yo. Like,
catching up.
Yeah, and like, I'm supporting you from afar, you know? Yeah. I'm showing you love, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about our journey, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are just authentic.
And you see that as like teenagers or when you're in high school. If your friends in high school most of the time are not your friends today.
Yeah.
And you'll see, because while you're in school, junior high and high school, you see the same people every day. Mm-hmm. And then once you get into university or whatever, then you see the people that are in your programs. Now you have to make a conscious effort to build that relationship with someone mm-hmm. or to spend time with someone. Mm-hmm. But that's when you're also, you know, building your life. Mm-hmm. That's when you're building your future. So it's like you don't really have as much time as you want to make for everyone.
And you can't make time for everyone, because at the end of the day, your friends are not paying your bills.
Yeah.
Your friends are not, you know, getting weighed on the scale of good deeds, bad deeds, you know. They're there with you, yeah, but they're not the ones that are, you know, suffering the consequences of the bad actions and reaping the benefits of the good, you know. So you have to step back and realize, like, yo, the grave is for you to be inside alone.
Alone. Yeah. That just reminded me of the ayah, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that no one will carry a burden of another person. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone will be judged according to his or her own actions, right? And bro, we were talking about like people that impact you in this world, but the final destination is Jannah or Jahannam, right? So that's the biggest thing when we talk about good or bad company, is influences that will bring you closer to Allah, and surrounding yourself with people that, bro, imagine going into Jannah with your homies.
That's
the goal. That's all there is to life.
We're gonna have our Dragon Ball Z fights.
Remember we had that thing where we said we're gonna relive One Piece basically in our own way. inshallah, bro. It's like you have these dreams and the end goal is you want to see those people with you in eternal bliss. It's so sad because people that you think are your boys, if you're surrounding yourself with people that are influencing you to do haram, those are not your boys.
No.
Because on the Day of Judgment or if you end up in hellfire, they're going to be asking Allah to punish you even more. How many times in the Quran does it say the weaker ones, so the sheep or the ones that were influenced, will say to Allah that the ones, the leaders, you know, the ones with the strong personalities, they were the ones who made us do this.
Yeah.
Oh Allah, because they did this, double their punishment.
Subhanallah.
And then those ones are going to say, you did it on your own. And this just goes to show you how your own friends, the guys that you would take a bullet for, the guys that you think are your ride or dies, once you're there in hellfire, bro, nobody's going to be your friend.
Yeah.
You're going to have no friends. You're just going to build up more and more hate for that person, right?
Also, though, when you're looking at your group of friends, you also got to take in the culture that you guys built in that friendship. Like, what are you guys, like, chatting about? I mean, obviously, everyone chats about, you know, different things and stuff like that, but is it anything that's, you know, not beneficial to you? Like, is it, like, when you guys are with each other? Because my group of friends, when we hang out and stuff like that, we're talking about, like, yo, who has a nice voice, you know? Bashir, you know what I'm saying? No, but, like, we have, like Quran, like, trivias with each other, and we test each other. We try to, like, better each other in that sense, and it's, like, we make it fun.
A lot of times we talk about stuff that doesn't really benefit us, right?
Like everyone does.
Stuff like, whatever, we'll talk about basketball, video games.
Anime.
Yeah, so there's still a lot of things that are not beneficial.
Yep.
Like if that's all your conversations, then that means that friendship is not based on Islam whatsoever. Right? But if, alhamdulillah for us, you know, we still go to Duxi. Right? So by going to Duxi, you're surrounding yourself with obviously good company.
Yeah, and you build a brotherhood there too.
You build a brotherhood. And now, as an example, what we're doing with the Quran competition at Duxi. Yeah. What we did last year was Ma'alim split us into groups and everyone was competing to see who was reading the most Quran during the month of Ramadan. But now, to connect people even more and to build a brotherhood and a bond, he divided us into groups. So not only are you competing as an individual, but not as a group, you're competing in goodness.
Yeah.
And that's how the Sahabas were. That's how the companions were. They used to always want to one-up each other.
Yeah.
Umar radiallahu anhu was always trying to compete with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, right? He's always trying to one-up him. And we all know that story of, you know, when he brought half of his wealth. And he's like, you know, today is the day I'm going to beat Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr brought everything.
Yeah.
And he said, I left for my family, Allah and his Rasul. And that's what Umar, he gave up. And he's like, you know what?
There's no beating him.
There's no beating Abu Bakr. You know, and stuff like that, bro. It's beautiful. And it just kind of motivates you. Like, bro, even just in our group chat.
I love it. I was about to mention.
Just hearing someone say, yo, I read this much. And everybody's talking about their goals. And then someone comes up and says, yo, I'm doing this. And then the goal just seems so crazy, but you're like, yo, if this guy can do it, I can do it too.
Also, it's like, not only is it reading Quran, like, they're giving tips. You guys, you know, read the tafsir too.
Yeah.
Try to learn, blah, blah. So this little group that we formed is like also help motivating your Ramadan, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice. I love it.
Yeah. And within our group, we're hoping to do other things like hop on a call and talk about, you know, what did you learn about the tafsir or the translation of this juz?
Or like even like one page, like we mentioned, you read with a beautiful voice and everyone...
Send a little voice note of your reciting. Yeah, bro. Things like that. When you build a brotherhood or a bond that revolves around Allah...
It's a good feeling.
It's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's the most beautiful thing. And there's people that will be under the shade of Allah on the day that there will be no shade except His shade. And it's two people that love each other for the sake of Allah alone. And that's just a beautiful friendship. And that's beautiful companionship. And that's the people that, you know, you're going to be laughing with in Jannah, inshallah.
Inshallah.
One thing I would say to someone who may not be around like the best people or the best environment is don't be afraid to step out and to reach out to someone or people that you know are going to push you to do good. There's like this misconception, I think, that if someone seems like he's too religious for me or too pious, then he won't make time for me, or he doesn't have time for me, or he's going to judge me. But well, like, bro, more often than not, like, bro, I see myself as a regular guy, you know? And it's unfortunate that, you know, they might feel like they need to distance themselves from a person because they might feel like that person will judge them. But it usually is the other way around. If someone has good character, he's always going to want the best for you. You know, especially during this month of Ramadan, you know, reach out to people that you know you might feel disconnected with, invite them for iftar. And it goes both ways. If you feel like there's someone that, you know, you used to be close with and you're not close with anymore, or you don't see as much, give them that quick phone call. You know, Ramadan Mubarak. Bro, how are you doing? If you're not going to invite them for iftar, then just say, you know what? I'm trying to go to Taraweeh. You want to come with me? Most people are just one phone call away, one text message away, and you don't know how much of a difference that's going to make in another person's life.
One thing we can take from this is how you self-reflect to yourself and how you impact your friends and how you influence them. Because if you're influencing your friends for the wrong reasons, then you should probably, you know, take a step back, because it's dangerous when you're dragging people with you. You know, you could be getting their sins. Let's say in the long run, when you want to be better and you do change, but you turn this person into a bad person and they're continuing to sin, that could be dangerous for you, you know? So it's, you gotta be careful in who you influence and you know, what you say and how you are, you know, because you could be rubbing off on the wrong person.
And sometimes we're put in positions where we have to cut ties with people, right? Where you feel like that influence is so strong and is so bad for me that I need to disassociate myself, and that's the only way I can make it out and, you know, better myself. But if you're capable, and if you're that leader, or if you're someone who has an impact and has a voice within the group, then be that voice of reason and be that voice that's going to bring them to do good things. Because what's more beautiful than seeing a whole friend group that used to be, you know, doing bad things, switching up completely and the whole group changing? But there's nothing more beautiful than that.
It is beautiful. And it's like, you know that you had your, you know, your past and how hard your journey was into getting to where you are, but seeing people that you can relate to and seeing like, wow, this person went through what I, similar to what I went through, then it's, it's surreal.
There's nothing like your day ones, you know, and that's the people who you want to spend the most time with, and that's the people that you resonated with, like as a kid, you know, from the sandbox.
I always say people that share, you know, your old memories are valuable, because they can tell you things that you don't even remember about yourself, you know. And like, if you can still vibe with them and you can see yourself surrounding yourself with them, then, you know, go ahead. And as long as they're doing, you know, they're on the same like mission that you're on.
And that's where we, all of us as individuals, just need to look at the end goal and be like, you know what, I want to be in Jannah with this person. Like, my pride and my personal goals and where I'm headed today, put that to the side and be like, you know what, I want this person to be with me in Jannah. Right? You just got to know your circumstances and your environment, and nobody knows it better than yourself. And this is the month of Ramadan, right? This is the time. If there's any time to change, it's now. And when you really hear the stories of the Sahabas, if you think about it, like, a prophet is usually sent to the worst of people.
The people that are
meaning
lost.
That people that are lost, people that, you know, are so far away from Allah. You hear of the Jahiliyyah days of, you know, the Arabs, like, they used to bury their daughters alive. Even the worst of people can become the best of people. And we see that in the stories of, you know, the companions that used to be once the enemies of the prophet, peace be upon him. And now you see the change that once they become Muslim and they devote that energy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Became the best of men.
The best of men, the best of generations. In that same way, we all still have a chance, you know, as long as we're breathing. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, you know, just...
It's beauty and redemption.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's never too late. It's never too late. You could be 1,000 steps away from Allah, but it only takes one step to turn back.
Subhanallah.
It takes only one step.
It's a banger.
Mm. Almost iftar time now.
Yeah, bro. We're
kind of close.
We gotta go eat, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm hungry.
Me too, Allah. It started to hit me. I think it's a lot of talking.
The sambusa? Bro, I don't know how many I'm gonna eat today.
I'm so excited, Allah. I gotta take a bunch to go, too.
Yeah, bro. You just have to say alhamdulillah. That we have even something to break our fast with. Because a lot of people that don't. Mm-hmm. Guys, in the month of Ramadan,
give charity.
Giving charity. Mm-hmm. Donate to whatever cause. Just make sure that a day doesn't go by without you donating something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have to say alhamdulillah and just be as grateful as possible.
And before you do donate, make sure you purify your intentions. Make your intentions that you're doing this for the sake of Allah. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So until next time.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the topic today is the importance of good company.
Mm. I thought you were going to say something else.
Allah, I thought I was cooking in my head. I couldn't come it up. No, Allah.